Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies and home of the five-star technician. They're online at cropmetcalf.com. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, August 22nd, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello.
That is the trio this morning. It is an open line Thursday. Lines are open at 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines and steer the show. Also on the program today, Dave Richard joins us, our fantasy football guru from CBS Sports. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. That's his new spot this year.
Yes, it is.
Thursdays at 8.
That's some prime time for Dave Richard.
Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter, is going to join us at 9. You have Redskins-Falcons tonight in the third preseason game. And also Mike Florio, editor of ProFootballTalk.com, of course on NBC Sports. He joins us at 9:40. So we'll be talking a lot of NFL and Redskins this morning as the Redskins tee up in the most meaningful preseason game. As you heard Chris Russell in the Sports Flash say, Case Keenum expected to start. Get a lot of Dwayne Haskins, maybe even some Darius Geis.
I believe it when I see it.
I'd love to see Geis out there for at least a few series. I mean, I'm not saying he needs 15 carries or anything crazy like that. How about 4 to 6 carries before the regular season starts?
Give him the workload that AP had last week. Adrian Peterson had, I believe, 4 carries.
Yeah, just give him that treatment.
He showed you on the first one that he still has a burst.
Now, what if he just got hurt, though, during that?
That would suck.
Would you regret it?
Sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, because at some point that's going to happen. Whether it happens in week one against
You'd rather Philly, it happen during the season than the preseason, I think.
Sure, but at some point you can't just trot him out there week one without any sort of preseason exposure.
Right.
I just don't think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm just an armchair goofball that plays fantasy football.
I just want him to be healthy. If he's healthy, throw him out there. Go for it. Cross your fingers.
It's
in God's hands.
Is he going to get cleared for contact at 11 a.m. on Sunday, September 8th?
That seems to be the way it's trending.
2 hours before kickoff?
By the way, seems to be the way.
Sunday, September 8th at 11 o'clock, I believe you and I,
yes,
Johnny Cakes Auville, John Paul Flame, mm-hmm, will be broadcasting from Glory Days Grill in,
yes,
Burke, Virginia.
I think you're correct.
We'll give you a heads up as the season approaches, but we're back at Glory Days Grill this year.
Very good.
I believe the first one's in Burke.
I am 99.9999% sure that you are correct.
Nice.
So people can make their plans for week one.
Start looking at the menu right now.
Start getting ready. Okay, start prepping for week one, because it'll be here before you know it.
Think about Glory Days, and they're so good to us over,
yes,
there. Is you can look at the menu, and they're just going to bring out food for us.
That's true. It's a very
That's
good
great.
Point.
That's great.
We stuff our faces.
Yeah.
Nothing like being treated like that.
The hospitality there is unmatched.
Yes.
So thank you again. Looking forward to doing gigs there throughout the Redskins season.
So we are going to talk about NFL on the show today, but yesterday some people were buzzing about the XFL names.
Oh, there is buzz. I watched the live reveal, as I'm sure Drab T-Shirt did.
Was that on all the networks? Because somehow I missed
definitely
that.
Definitely on ESPN.
Not on all the networks.
I mean, you know what it was on? My phone. On XFL.com. That was all I needed.
I'll say this. I am pro alternative leagues. I am. I don't care. I mean, I'm not going to be a super fan, but I'm always pro alternative leagues. I'm into it. It's fine. I like the AAF when I did watch it. I thought it was too bad it went away. I like the guys having another opportunity to make some dough. I am pro the Washington franchise here of the XFL. I think the DC Defenders name is just the most unimaginative dreck
no,
I've ever heard of.
Incorrect, because the least imaginative name of the 8 that came out yesterday, I think Drab T-Shirt shares my opinion here, is the LA Wildcats.
I mean, that's terrible.
If you
too.
Name your team Wildcats, I'm sorry, you're just punting away your team name.
Yeah, it's too generic. But can I just focus on DC? Because I only care about DC. I just think the DC Defenders is a terrible, boring, unimaginative nickname, and I just hate it.
I don't think it's
the worst.
I root
for the team. I will have the coach in here, Pep Hamilton, all those guys. Great. Love them. I just hate the name they chose.
I don't think it's great. I also don't think it's terrible. I think it's kind of a middle-of-the-road name.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they worked in D.C. instead of Washington.
National is so great, you've gotten used to it.
I don't know.
If it was the Washington Defenders.
Come talk to me in 15 years, and I'll
tell you.
At
first, I thought.
My first blink is boring.
When I first heard Defenders, I thought it was Washington Defenders.
Right.
I didn't like that. No alliteration at all.
Right.
But the fact that
you
it's
just
Defenders
like it because it's alliteration.
You know JP loves alliteration.
Okay. That's cool. I like alliteration,
I'm
too.
I'm not saying it's good.
Defenders
but
just
I don't think it's
unimaginative.
Awful. I think it's comparable to like the Washington Nationals.
Maybe. For some reason, the Nationals, 15 years later, I like it. I can't tell you what I thought 15 years ago. But I can tell you immediately when I saw DC Defenders, I thought, horrific. Boring.
Not feeling it.
What
unimaginative.
I thought was horrific was the first player that they announced. Like it was going to draw my attention was Landry Jones.
Right. Well, I mean, look.
That's the larger problem.
They have to sift through the quarterback garbage to try to find.
Well, they're not going to get a bunch of big
eight
names.
Starters.
They're going to get a bunch of guys that aren't in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they're saying they're going to shy away with guys with, like, arrest records and things of that nature. So they're not even going to get notorious guys that are out of the NFL. They're going to get guys that suck that aren't in the NFL.
I'm certain that my interest in the XFL peaked between 12:30 and 1 p.m. yesterday with the logo reveals and the team name reveals. Because I just don't – I don't know if I'm going to have the fervor for the league, but I definitely had some fervor for the logo and name release.
If they get, like, local guys – like, it's one thing I thought – I think the AAF did pretty well. But, like, if you get – it's one thing that the Premier Lacrosse League has actually done really well with Rabel's League. Now, those are the best players in the world.
Yeah.
But – they grouped a bunch of Maryland guys together. They got a bunch of the Hopkins guys
Maryland
together
guys
on one team.
I believe are all on the Whip Snakes.
The Whip Snakes, right. The Hopkins guys are on the Atlas.
Yeah.
The Albany guys are all on whatever that is, Chrome, I think, or Chaos. Whatever. I think it's Chaos.
Okay.
Yeah. So if there's some regional stuff and they get like some Maryland guys that have made a name for themselves, but they're not quite good enough for the NFL, okay, you can draw me in. That'll work for me.
That's what the AAF did and bombed out.
Okay, but I like that, though. I like that. It's working for the PLL. Now, it's different because it's the best players in the world, but I don't know.
I think that they're waiting for, right now, the majority of these quarterbacks in camp to get cut.
Yeah.
They're
still going to be third-string guys. No one's going to be that excited if they sign Nate Sudfeld. You know what I mean?
Nate Sudfeld's...
He might be too silly.
Yeah, he's way too silly.
He's too silly for the XFL.
Well, there's talk he may actually be released or whatever with the injury and then signing McCown. I'm just saying, a guy like that.
I think it's going to be like older guys that you've heard their name a million times over the years.
Right. Old retreads that are just going to find a spot.
Better than the AAF, though, who you didn't know. You guys said you didn't know any of their quarterbacks.
I'll tell you, I like the AAF. I'm the only one in here, but I watched four or five games. That's it. I'm not saying I watched 20, but I probably watched four or five.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, the D.C. Defenders name didn't bother me. I didn't think it was as bad as a team just going by Dragons. Or Cakes doesn't like the Wildcats.
I didn't even focus
Wildcats
on their name.
Well, so it's terrible.
It's not original.
I didn't focus on their name.
The three that stink are the L.A. Wildcats, St. Louis Battlehawks. I'm sorry. That is just a terrible name. It's just an awful name and an awful logo. And
it's a made-up word,
that
too,
was,
right?
Yeah, it's
There's no
totally
such thing as a battle hawk.
That was the first one out of the gate. And I was like, well, I saw that one, drab t-shirt. I don't know how you thought. I was like, whoa, I don't know if I like the way this is trending. I
can't believe you watched it live.
I watched it live. I watched Oliver Luck toss it to Colin Cowherd and a bunch of other people to announce all of the logos and team names.
You must have been torn because I hate Cowherd.
I hate Colin
Which
Cowherd
one did
passion.
You not like the most? The Battlehawks?
I hate L.A. Wildcats because that's just boring.
Yeah, right.
Battlehawks stinks on ice.
I kind of like it because at least it's different.
And New York Guardians, I'm kind of like, not great.
See, I don't like Dragons. It just seems so cheesy.
Dragons, I kind of
like. I
like
their logo. I like their logo.
And but just the name.
The best logos are the Houston Roughnecks because, I mean, they're just ripping off the Houston Oilers, which I love, and the Tampa Bay Vipers, I think it's kind of a sleeper logo. Like it. I get giddy for new logos.
You
do. In case you couldn't tell. Yesterday was like Christmas.
Have you ordered any XFL gear?
My wife was sitting there. She was watching it with me.
She's hoping to get some free,
My wife was actually watching it with me. And I know she was saying in the back of her mind, I don't care about any of this.
Right, of course she doesn't.
But she loves me. So she's sitting there and she's enduring it with me for like the 20 plus minutes. It's a good woman.
I'm pro XFL. I hope it lasts for 25 years. I hope the guys can all make some good dough and stave off working at Dunkin' Donuts as long as they can. I think it's great. Just don't love DC Defender's name.
All right.
That's all.
You may not love it, but what if a big box of gear with an XFL logo and the DC Defenders logo all over it shows up in the studio?
Let me be completely honest with you.
Yes.
It depends on the quality of the gear.
Okay.
If it's a nice, well-made hat,
yeah,
I'll wear it.
If well, I'm it's sure it'll be well
if it's,
made.
Well, if it's like some cotton.
It's got Vince McMahon money behind it. It's going to be well
you
made.
You never know. You'll be surprised. Sometimes we'll get some stuff here from like the Nets. It's not the greatest quality.
Right.
But if it's good quality, I'll wear it.
Well, that stuff you're talking about is generally like the stuff that they make 30,000 of to hand out to the fans.
Like promotional stuff.
Right.
So they send us some garbage promotional stuff.
Yeah, you never know the deals that are struck. Remember, we get great stuff from NBC Sports Washington. Mm-hmm. I wore my polo yesterday. I believe it's a Nike golf polo. It looks great. But there was a little period of time there about 3 years ago where they had some sort of deal with a company that I had never heard of.
Yeah.
Fakes probably remembers
it.
Oh,
I know the name of it.
And the shirts just weren't that nice.
The name of the manufacturer is, because I think they're still putting out gear, Sport Tech. And it is the worst gear you'll ever find.
Who made that? We had some NBC Sports Washington Sports Tech gear. I don't know. I might not have hated it. Which particular item did you hate? Was it like a pullover?
I mean, I've seen them.
I believe it was on the golf shirt.
Seen
about
them
three
make
or
other
years
items.
Ago.
They just seem very shoddy.
Oh, if it was the golf shirts, the old CSN golf shirts, I never took them out of the bag.
Right.
That's probably the
That's probably why.
Yeah. I'm now to the point now where the collar has to be a certain way. Not only does it have to have a certain material, it can't just be the regular floppy collar on a nice golf shirt. It has to be like Under Armour. It's like tight.
Yeah. It's got to be crisp.
Crisp, right. Folds over. You know what I'm saying?
What about with JP's pass
collar,
muster?
I wouldn't ever wear that shirt for free. I mean,
here, JP,
you could
turn around. Let me see your
you
collar.
You could pay me to wear that shirt. A, the material, and I don't like the collar.
You know, the collar is kind of like pointing upward.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? It's Under Armour now, in particular. I don't know about Nike if they do it too. They make a nice, tight collar. It's not floppy and big like the old golf shirts that used to
be. Yeah, I know
what
you mean. Yeah, sure.
You look like a flying squirrel.
Right. Yeah, no, these new ones are like, I got to have a good collar.
I know what you, it's like, it's almost like it's raised a little, you know what I mean?
It has
like
a high profile.
And it's like straight. Now it almost looks ironed all the time.
Yeah, it makes you kind of look skinny. Your neck looks skinny.
Maybe. It just looks more form-fitting than an old traditional sort of floppy. It could be a nice quality shirt, but the collar can ruin it. In my opinion,
you need a high
collar.
So the
bottom line is, if DC Defenders, who I do support, just hate their name, if they send quality gear, we'll rock it. I'm all about it.
Has this just been one big angle?
I don't know.
I'm not angling for it.
Not
but they
really. I was giddy. I was half napping, and I looked at my phone. It was 12:28. I looked at my wife, and I said, the XFL names and logos are going to be revealed in 2 minutes. She just gave me like the 1,000-yard stare
do
back.
Do you? I hesitate to ask, but do you like the PLL names? Now, I know I'm speaking to a subgenre here, maybe only a million people
like
across
them.
The country. But I like them.
I like Redwoods. I like Chrome. I like...
And their logos.
Whip Snakes is a little weird, but I've kind of gotten used to it. Yeah,
right.
I like the whole thing.
It's very critical. The logo and name.
It's so vital.
It's important.
And there was a lot of joning on Twitter yesterday. As soon as the logos were revealed, a lot of, that looks like 1990s clip art. Did the graphic artist spend 10 minutes on this? Do you understand how much time and money that they poured into these logos and names? Probably into the millions. Maybe tens of millions. Who knows?
Or they did what I did when I came out with EB's World logo. I just hired some guy from Guatemala for $300.
Yeah, well, you're not Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
You're E-Bizzle.
I had a contest on. You can do a logo contest online,
and you
get designers, and they compete for prize. And so depending upon how much money you put up will determine how many designers decide to enter your logo contest.
How much money did you put up?
Well, I first put up nubs, like $50, and I was getting no submissions.
Right.
Finally, by the time I got it up to $300,
I
started getting a ton of submissions.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought I got a great logo.
What was the winning logo?
It was just a little caricature of me, like with headphones on or whatever.
Yeah, and you have like a backwards red hat.
And there was like a globe. I think a globe.
Yeah, there was definitely a globe.
EB's World.
Yeah, you know, it was actually a really good. I thought it was a great logo. And you know, gladly gave the guy $300.
I mean, how many home video submissions did you get?
Still have gotten zero.
It's
maybe I need to rub the. I need to up the ante. I need to up the prize.
A super P1 will put that logo on Twitter at some point today.
Well, I have it somewhere.
Oh, you do. You have it stored away.
I paid for it. I gotta say it.
EB's. I can buy the domain for five K.
You can.
That's a lot. $5,000.
I don't think I have it anymore. I gave it up. It's too much.
$5,000.
World, right? EB's World.
Yeah, you could get it.
It's available.
$5K. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, because I did give it a lot of hits at one point.
Would you pay $5 for it?
No.
It's
popular as Shane's World.
Oh, Shane's World.
Way more EB's popular. World.
So many hits.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to see a picture of Shane, though, in 2019.
Shane Donger?
Not the Shane Donger. Although Shane might look like the Shane Donger at this point.
All right. It is Open Live Thursday. If you want to chime
Shane
in,
Shane Donger.
800-636-1067. We'll come back, take some of your calls here on The Junks.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Clock still being Atlanta for the Redskins-Falcons game. And Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com will join us at 9:40. Going back to the XFL discussion,
mm-hmm.
I'm with you, Eric. I don't begrudge a new league,
yep.
And I wish them success.
Right.
However, I find it very hard to get into it. I just saw who was playing quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars last week. We have two TVs in here.
Right.
One is showing a replay of the Jags Eagles game.
Okay.
From last week. The second preseason game. And there was a quarterback named Alex McGuff. I just don't know who Alex McGuff is.
Don't know.
That's
him.
The type of guy that you might get in the XFL.
Well, I think Alex McGuff sure. was playing because I don't know which portion of the game we're in here, but
fourth quarter.
I think it was because Cody Kessler got dump trucked by some Eagles defensive lineman and got knocked out of the game.
Right.
And yeah, you're just scrounging.
And they haven't
for
risked
bodies.
Nick Foles yet.
No, you're not gonna put Nick Foles out there.
In the XFL, every player's Alex McGuff.
I know.
Not just the quarterback.
I know.
Every player.
But I'm pointing to the quarterback, the most glamorous position, is probably gonna have a bunch of Alex McGuffs.
I saw a box score with
charm of it.
Can't remember the guy's first name, but he's a quarterback playing in the preseason. His last name, I think, is Minshew.
Yes.
Gardner Minshew.
He's silly. He's silly?
Well, he was silly at Washington State last year. I think he was top six in Heisman voting.
Okay.
Well they're all silly in college. That's why they're there.
Right.
They're all silly in college. I don't know. That to me, that's what the appeal of the alternative leagues are, is like the minor league stories. You know what I mean? The underdog story.
I hear you.
So that's
but
what I'm not kind of into.
To me, the players make it less interesting, just personally. It's like watching the fourth quarter of these preseason games. Once the fourth guy got in for the Redskins.
McClendon.
When McClendon got in, I went to bed.
I
didn't need to
see him. I watched a couple series.
You don't need to see him.
I didn't need to see him at all.
His deep ball was a little flat, but I was interested. I wanted to see what he had to offer.
The quarterbacks I'm intrigued by, and I stumbled upon this last night on Netflix, and I know that I'm late to the party, is the newest season of QB1. Watched three episodes of it last night, and I'm kind of intrigued because one of the guys that's featured is now at Maryland.
Right.
Is it Lance LeJean?
I think so.
Out of New Orleans.
Yeah.
So it follows him. It follows another kid from Florida who's a Kentucky
right.
commit.
I need to sit down and watch it.
And it follows a kid that plays out of Phoenix that is now Jalen Hurts' backup or one of his backups at Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's a well-produced show. I have a buddy who's really not into sports.
Yeah.
He's into MMA, and that's about it when it comes to sports, not in the mainstream sports. And he told me that he actually watched a bunch of episodes of QB1 recently.
Watch the first one.
Yeah, I should go back and watch
the original.
Watch the
first one with Tate Martell. You can do it in a day.
Right.
Because I think it's only six or eight episodes.
Is he in season one or season two?
I thought he was in season one.
I thought season one might be Jake Fromm.
He's with he's in the Jake Fromm one.
Okay.
Yeah. Watch it. Because I think this is only the third. If this is the third season, he's in season
three.
One.
Okay.
Watch the Tate Martell one, and then you'll understand my fascination.
Your affinity for him?
Well, I don't necessarily. Just the fascination of his career.
Right.
And, you know, because you've watched a documentary on the guy.
Yeah. That's what I loved, and it wasn't a.
I mean, he's a cocky SOB.
All these kids are.
It wasn't a full series by Netflix, and ESPN used to show it for a while, and maybe it was on FS1, was when Trent Dilfer would have his QB camp, whatever the hell they called it, the Elite 11.
Right.
I always liked that Elite 11.
Right.
Right.
And then if you look at the history of the Elite 11, the guy who ends up winning the Elite 11 turns out to be a guy like Tua.
Right.
Right.
I mean, sick.
Super Those studs.
The Elite 11 is like they take all the top high school quarterbacks and then they narrow it down. And then
it's like a Dilfer competition, right?
And one of the Palmers, the Nubs Palmer. It was a Jordan Palmer.
Right.
And a couple, you know, guys who have pro experience, they put them through like an intense experience. And you see the way that they call plays and all of that stuff.
I like
it. And then somebody emerges.
I like it. The QB1 is more of like kind of a poor man's version of Hoop Dreams.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Right.
Because it goes into their daily life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You get the family, going to school.
Yep.
The partying they're doing, the attention they're getting. It really is good.
It is so, well done.
So after you watch this one, because I know you're into this one, go back and watch season one. And then you'll be interested when you read, Tate Martell's taking reps at receiver.
Right. Ooh. Now I'm going to be following what Spencer Rattler is doing at Oklahoma.
You absolutely will.
Right.
You absolutely will. What happened to the kid, Bowers was I think his name, that went to Wake Forest? He never really played, right? Is he still a backup there?
I'm not sure.
The kid's last name? He was a nice kid. He tore his ACL his senior year.
Yeah, yeah. He's young still.
Yeah.
He's probably going
probably
to his
redshirted
year.
In his first year. See if he's still there, because I root for that kid. Let's go to Andrew, South Carolina. It's Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show, right? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. After this call, I have I got a little breaking news for you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did something that I've been waiting to do for a while.
Mm.
Yeah. Andrew.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Andrew?
Buddy.
Hey, man. So I got an Instagram account that I want to see if you guys want. Mainly EB, man. This is right up your alley.
What do you mean, do I want it?
I gave the name and password to AWOD. That was my easy in to get with you guys.
You mean, like, I want your domain name or whatever for Instagram?
What is so special about it?
I got 15,000 worldwide golf followers.
Go ahead.
And it's the underscore back underscore nine. It's too much to handle, man.
So hold on, are you trying to sell me your Instagram
account? But then EB's got to be committed to golf.
I'm not calling
Instagram.
I am curious into what he's thinking. All right, so you've got 15,000 golf followers that there's no way I could entertain.
Nerds.
And you want me to buy that account off of you?
I don't want you to buy it. You can have it.
He's gifting it to you.
Yeah, it's too much
Maybe
hassle.
You should give it to Cakes because he can't get into his own
Instagram. Yeah, but I don't want an Instagram filled with golf nerds. I wouldn't be able to handle it. Wouldn't
I mean, we'd lose.
Yeah, but you can convert them into.
You can change it to
judge. What did you put on?
No, you'd lose.
Yeah, what did you put on Instagram anyway?
I don't know.
Pictures of beer?
Probably.
he'll lose.
Pictures of my chip stack.
You'll lose two-thirds of the account immediately. As soon as you start posting pictures of your beer, that's it.
Yeah, of course. It's gone.
EB, I went back and forth with this guy, and I think he's got a good point. We could use it to post Jugs picks that Valdez is always talking about or hot golfers and just rebrand it.
It's like our burner account almost.
And it already has 15,000 followers.
It's a side venture. See,
Adam's really into this because he sees this as a money-making opportunity.
Because
when you get to that threshold of being some sort of influencer,
right?
Then
well,
you
I'm
can
over
get
the
free
alleged
stuff.
Threshold, right? I have over 10,000.
What have you influenced?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really making any money. I've done a few spots, okay, associated with work, but like sort of on my own, it doesn't really happen. You got to have Jugs.
Yeah, of course.
It comes down to jokes.
Yeah. You get people that DM you and offer you money to post stuff for them.
I'm telling you, like, it doesn't have
money to call them out.
By the way, Andrew, what inspired you to have the back nine? Are you a great golfer?
I'm a nubs golfer.
He's just a golf fan.
Right.
He's just a golf fan. I get it.
Yeah.
And there's too many underscores. In
that. You feel like
the username's just butt confusing.
So you feel like though you've worked so hard to build up your brand, you hate to just let it die. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I just don't. I cannot keep up with it.
You know what? Andrew, if you just want to give it away, maybe Adam can take it and we'll somehow use it.
Andrew, I'm just curious. I don't have Instagram. Yeah. Give me an example of like your last post on the underscore back, the underscore
nine. Yeah, how did you get 15,000 followers?
I mean,
you got hot golf chicks on it or no?
Somebody putting?
Yeah, there's some hot golf chicks on there. My most recent post was my friend's cousin swinging at Rocky Gap Casino in Cumberland, Maryland.
No.
And he swung five times before he hit the ball.
Yeah, yeah. How many double taps did it get?
Yeah, how many likes did that get?
The post, three posts before that had 500.
What was that?
That was
Jugs, right? Did you steal Paige Spiranak's video?
Some chick holding a Titleist between her cans.
It was what? What was it?
It was a picture of Tiger Woods on the 18th green at the Masters.
Of course.
Who cares?
So you picked a ubiquitous picture of Tiger, and of course you got some likes.
This is our society.
All right, stay on hold. Stay on hold. Maybe one of the guys will take the account. All right,
Instagram has apparently been experimenting. How would you feel about eliminating likes?
I don't know. Who cares?
Oh, so what's the idea? A lot of people like to see. Like, you question how many likes did his post get. A lot of people.
So what would they do instead?
Go and check and see if they had 10 likes, they had 50 likes, 100 likes. I think the theory
is... You like
is,
to see who's interested.
I think the theory is that kids in particular can get depressed and that there's a big social media problem. Nothing. Eliminate it.
So just post pictures and you have no way of knowing if anyone has seen it?
They may have an internal tracking system, but
they could change it with views.
They won't show it externally. I don't know. They're experimenting with it, and I don't have the problem about it. Is that some kids in like high schoolers and that sort of thing? They become depressed when they don't get likes. They're obsessed.
Well, raise tougher kids.
They constantly check on it.
That's a kid problem because generally speaking, you're just getting likes. There's no dislike. I guess people can trash you in comments, which happens. But in that instance, if you're that sensitive, just disable comments. But generally speaking, you know, I guess you could change just the views, but that's kind of the same as likes. And disable comments. I guess you could do that. Because how could that bum you out?
I think they're experimenting with that. No, apparently a lot of kids become depressed based on social media. And remember, there was that story last week. I found it to be a stretch. Maybe it was while you were on vacation, but they were saying that nowadays 1 in 5 kids describes themselves as lonely and don't even have one friend. So the more social media there is, the less actual friendship there is.
So then those kids are losers. They have no friends. I mean, my kids have thousands of friends on their posts.
I'm trying to get rid of friends.
You mean real friends?
I'm trying to limit my friends. Yeah.
There's always going to be a couple losers that don't have friends. And hopefully they're nerds and they have great careers afterwards.
The point is that that's an increasing
They'll all
trend.
Be our bosses.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully at the end it all evens out. It all comes full circle. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, the problem is a lot of those dogs end up becoming these mass shooters, too.
Well, it's always going to be a problem. So yesterday, I finally pulled the trigger. You'll be interested in this, Valdez.
You watch Silly on a Hill?
No. It had nothing to do with that. I bought a lot of stuff online.
You are a consumer.
I mean, just like you guys. Yeah. The Amazon truck comes all the time.
Yeah, it comes a lot.
I finally did something I'd never done before. I bought a television online. I bought a big screen. I just said, F it. I didn't see it.
Right.
All I did was read the specs, and I saw the price, and I said, the price is right, and I just purchased it.
What brand?
Samsung.
Okay. So it's not a nubber.
Did you buy it from a wackadoo site like Deal Tiger?
I bought it from a nub site that linked me to
another nub site.
Another nub site, essentially.
You have so much malware on there.
It's a massive site, but I can't believe I bought a TV from there.
Yeah.
It comes with all the cookies you clicked on to get to it.
No. I mean, the site it linked to was Walmart. So I guess I got it from Walmart's warehouse or whatever.
So it was delivered yesterday?
No. It'll get delivered soon. Free delivery. It just got me on the free delivery.
Is it refurbished?
Brand new.
How big? Like 70 inches?
65. Replacing my 55 in the family room. And I've literally been looking for 3 years, and I'm just scared because you don't see it. You're just ordering a TV that you're not seeing.
It's going to rick me when you tell me how much you paid, because I have a 65-inch in my basement that I know I've overpaid for now.
Well, I could have gotten one.
I'm going to guess 600.
A little less. I could have gotten one for 480. It was a Vizio, and I was going to get it. But then I said, if I get that, guys like Val, everyone will jump that you got a Vizio. Right?
A Vizio is the nubs of the nubs.
Well, there are nubbers. There are even worse, like Scepters, and there are some like TCW or something. You're like, what?
You can't even pronounce them.
Well, some of them are just letters, like not LG, like
not even RCA.
No, like RCA. TCW.
TCBY.
You're like, what is that? Thompson Creek now making like, what is that? So I finally said, you know what? I got to step up from that. I'm going to step up from LG, and I just went to Samsung, and it was like, $549 or something, regularly like $900. I said, that's it. I'm just doing it. I'm getting my 4K smart TV.
Of course, smart.
Now, what, your old one, didn't it have like a watermark or something
on
the corner?
No, my one that I currently have in the family room, which is fine.
It's like a cobweb inside.
No. It's just, for some reason, all of a sudden, there's one black line. Like this one has at the top. There's one on the right side. And, only in certain like white screens or whatever is it really noticeable.
It's unacceptable.
Well, I've accepted it for 3 years.
Well, no longer acceptable.
I've actually decided I'm now going to put that pooper in the bedroom.
Oh, you are?
Well, what am I just going to trash? It got one black line. It's good enough for the bedroom TV, which I never watch anyway.
Well, how big's the bedroom TV?
The bedroom one I have in there currently, 42.
Ooh,
that one's
that's
going
pooper.
Right to the toilet. That one's going right to the trash.
Yeah, hey, I'm sized for that.
It's when they first came out. It's literally like 5 inches thick.
Have you seen the TV in my office?
You're not going to want this thing.
It's 13 inches, I think.
I think this thing's 800 pounds. It's technically... It's
you think
technically,
you should have locked that thing in here?
It's like a plasma, but it's like when they first came, it's like 5 inches deep.
That's hard.
You know what I mean?
Those still exist?
I don't know. Maybe it's an LED, but I think it's a plasma. But it's like when they...
plasma.
It's like it's probably 10 or 12 years old, and it is a hoop.
Yeah, it's ready for the trash.
Yeah. Yeah, so that one's moving. We're taking the one with the streak, putting that one up into the bedroom.
Very
and
good.
And we're putting the new, hopefully it's silly.
Hey, you're not going to be WT and put it like right next to your trash can, are you?
I've done that before. A lot of times I'll just put a sign that says, take it. Anybody want, and you'd be surprised.
People will take
your garbage.
They'll take the, yeah. They'll take the nubbins.
I live in a pretty nice neighborhood, too. People will take your garbage.
They will take the nubbins. If you drag it down to the bottom of the driveway.
We've done that many times. Like, Jason will put it on Etsy or something, or have some garage sale.
Yeah, he'll try and sell it for $6.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Virage?
Whatever.
Virage sale.
I just put it on the corner like a sign, if it's like an old kid's slide or something. You know what I mean? Some truck or something. Just say, take it. And people will take it. They drive by and take your ass. It's unbelievable. It's great.
Because somehow what they have is worse than what is down in the bottom of your driveway.
But what is the cliche about that?
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
It's very true. But I will say, that was a big moment for me. It took me a while to finally hover over the send button.
You pulled the trigger.
And finally do it. But I ordered a big screen TV. I've never seen it, Cakes.
It's fine.
Well, you see it online.
It's a big purchase.
It's going to be what it looks like.
It's a big purchase.
It's a big silly.
I've ordered computers online, but that's, I don't know.
It's about the same.
I feel like
not
buying
that
a TV.
I even know really what this is. Is it 4K?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it has to be.
It's got
4K,
all the accoutrements
right?
of all the modern television.
Very good.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies on an Open Line Thursday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't forget the Junkies Poker Open is right around the corner. It is coming up at MGM National Harbor in just a few weeks. The date is September 6th. Thanks again to our friends at Potomac Metals for sponsoring the event. Like they have the past few years, we appreciate that support. So get that powder drive, save your cash, $300 buy-in. If you knock out one of the junks, the reports are there are bounties on our heads. We'll give you more updates the closer we get to the event. But Junkies Poker Open just a few weeks away at MGM National Harbor, and we're all looking forward to it.
Nats bats sprang back to life yesterday after a day off. They basically just took one day off.
Yeah, you're not going to win every
game. And they're back to crushing it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
They've won 8 out of the last 10. Corbin goes 8 scoreless innings.
Corbin's been ridiculous. I think his ERA is like 2-something over his last 72 innings.
Back down to a 3.17 for the season.
Yeah, what a great. So people trash, Rizzo for the Rosenthal signing for Bearclaw and those things. Did pretty well with Corbin.
See, Rosenthal's getting another chance. Was signed by the Yankees this week.
I didn't see, but
I believe
the Tigers
that's the
did.
Third team that he signed with.
The Tigers ultimately released him. Yeah.
That's a minor league contract, but
when you could throw 100,
right.
They're going to give you time to try to figure it out.
They're going to try to
harness
that.
They just signed
that.
A 23-year-old kid who had last played JV ball because he threw 96. Trevor Rosenthal is going to get more chances, and God bless him. He's a great dude. I know people hate that when we say it, but being a good dude matters.
He is a great guy.
Yeah, makes
now,
us
I mean,
root
I've
for
met
him even
once.
More.
I met him once for like 15 minutes.
Wasn't
interview.
He great?
I was smitten.
Me too.
Cupid drew the arrow back. Shot it right through Cakes' heart.
Yeah, after it went through mine.
I was smitten, Valdez. I don't know what to tell you.
Because he was such a nice, down-to-earth
Very
guy.
Nice dude.
Yeah, if you're down-to-earth, that's the same thing with Doolittle. Such a down-to-earth, smart guy. It's impossible not to root for him. We may goof and call him Poolittle sometimes, but at the end of the day, we're rooting for him.
Yes.
1.5 game lead in the wild card, still trailing, of course, the Braves in the division. But as I said yesterday, even after a loss, they're sitting pretty comfortable in the wild card. Look, you can't lose 6 or 7 in a row, but decent lead there in the wild card, particularly when you look at the teams that are on the outside looking in,
right?
The Mets, the Phillies. Of course, they're going to be playing the Braves and some of the better teams down the stretch, but you've got basically 5 weeks left in the season, game and a half lead in the wild card. They've won 8 out of 10. Offense has been on fire outside of the one game, and now you get Max Scherzer on the mound tonight.
They've got a game and a half lead on the Cardinals, but then on the next closest team, another game. So they essentially have a 3-game lead.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
Yeah. But it is dicey, and it just sucks because you work that hard. Let's say they do ultimately get there, and then you got a 1-game. And then it's just.
That's why they try to win the division. Unfortunately, they dug themselves a hole at the beginning of the year, and Atlanta's legit.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough to come back and win the division.
I really
still
don't
possible.
Like Atlanta Cakes. God, they're annoying. They're really good. All right, let's pay out some of these calls. It's Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Not much, boys. How you doing this morning?
What's up? We're doing okay.
Hey, so this morning was thinking about some of your past shows, in particular the drinking show, and you guys pulled back the curtain and let us in on your financial success over the years in radio. So I've got a question for you, EB.
Yes, sir.
Are you still a millionaire after your big TV purchase there?
I don't think the $500,
I don't think that's going to sway things that much.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Shouldn't.
It's okay. But I just don't, look, here's the thing. I just don't feel comfortable sometimes with big purchases online because I feel like,
right. Like
let's just say, what if they send me one and it's all scratched up and stuff? Now I'm going to have to go through the hassle of sending that thing back.
That would be a pain in the ass,
like,
no
what
doubt.
If, yeah. What if it actually sucks?
Right.
Like, for whatever reason. I don't think that's possible. I think it would be fine.
You didn't get duped by, like, an extra warranty, did
Bought
you?
Bought none of that.
Yeah, good.
Bought none
extra
of those
warranties. I've learned at this point, almost 50, extra warranties are for suckers.
You know what else sucks?
Can't do it.
Is reading reviews. So, like, I read, there's like 2,000 reviews. So I wanted to read the most recent.
Yeah.
And, you know, you read glowing reviews, and then you read one star. Worst TV I ever had. Then you read another one. Worst thing I've ever had. Don't buy.
Right.
And then a lot of it, though, as you dig deeper, you go, well, that's just user error. That guy didn't even know how to plug it in correctly. You know what I mean?
He bought a smart TV, but he's dumb.
Yeah, he's dumb.
He can't figure it out.
So, you know, user reviews, I find them almost to be worthless, too. And it could put you on tilt because any item you like, you're going to read a negative review. And it throws you. It kind of tests your constitution.
I'm just
saying you have to take the average. If you have a thousand reviews,
yeah,
and it ends up with a 4.8 out of 5, it's probably pretty good.
Well, I'm the same exact way. I could read 100 five-star reviews and then read one poop review, and then all of a sudden I'll just dwell on that one poop.
Yeah, you get obsessed with it.
It really tests your constitution. So you just kind of have to just throw it out the window and just trust your gut. And I just said, F it.
You bought a silly Samsung. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, Samsung. You bought that's a high-quality item.
It kind of ricks me that you guys take shots at Vizio all the time. And you guys think it's so nubs. It's a made in USA product. It's pretty solid. It's not Samsung or LG, but I think it's right below that.
Listen, I almost pulled the trigger on one.
All right.
But there was one other reason why I didn't. Oh, you know what? I wanted silly 120 hertz for the motion, and it only had 60. And I'm like, I cannot watch a football game and have some sort of blur. It's going to tilt me.
Drab's typing made in America. Don't you drive a foreign car? Haven't you basically driven a foreign
car
for years?
That's fine, but he's saying that it's made in America, should be a reputable company.
Okay, not like TCW or something. You're the one that trashes them. I have no idea.
Well, isn't Vizio like a spinoff of Sony or some sort?
How would we know that?
I don't know. All I know is the cheaper TVs are made with like cheap plastic, and you're just crossing your fingers, and you're just hoping that they hold up.
For a lot of them, I think that is true.
Yeah. You're just hoping and you're crossing your fingers that you don't have a black streak down the side of it in 2 years.
Hey, it's no different than I think I was in, what's the big computer store in Rockville? I always sleep on the name of it.
Microcenter.
Which I'm shocked it's still there, by the way, but it's thriving apparently.
It reminds me of a huge Radio Shack.
Yeah, but apparently, I mean, it's always packed.
I get tight.
There's
go
a billion
there.
People in there.
I need a weird wire or connector or something.
That's where I bought my last TV. I bought a Stefan Heyer. And you know what? I barely heard of the brand.
Heyer.
It was a Heyer.
Yeah, like H-E-J-I-R or something.
H-A-I-E-R, I believe. So my Stefan Heyer is in my bedroom, and it served me well.
Yeah.
You have a hiking Heyer, and I looked at it, and I said, Higher sounds a little hectic, but I'm going to buy it.
But the price is right.
Because the price was so tantalizing.
Right.
And I did not buy a warranty.
And I've always maintained that when you go in and you look at the various TVs, you can distinguish differences. But when you put it in your basement and it's just got that one to look at, it looks silly.
Of course
it
does.
I got suckered into a warranty recently.
You did?
Here's the deal. It was a $3 thing for Madden.
Okay.
That lasts for a year, so it's $3. Okay. And I was like, any problem, there's a scratch, whatever, we replace it for you.
Here's $3. Here's the ones that are preposterous. I bought concert tickets recently. They want to insure my concert tickets in case, like, I can't go to the event. It's like $8 per ticket. I said, they gave you the Heisman, not giving you another $8
I'm gonna start doing that. I'm going to start doing that because I've had to pay extra, a lot, thousands, plane tickets. I'm going to have to do some sort of travel insurance in the future because I'm booking things months in advance for kids' tournaments and things.
Right.
And things change. And I've had to change names on tickets, and it's cost me, after multiple times, thousands of dollars.
If you've gotten burned by it, I can maybe see doing that. I'm not insuring
tickets
for a concert. To a pop punk show.
No, I've always mocked travel insurance and things of that nature. But if you're not a big enough silly, like as a flyer, like say you only fly 5 or 6 times or 8 times a year, that doesn't get you any status on anybody.
None whatsoever.
It's kind of worth the extra.
Right.
All right. Phone number's 800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday. We'll hit the Skins. We come back as they open up. They're not opening up, but they have their third preseason game against the Atlanta Falcons tonight. Keep it here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.